Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to We're Not Fucking Historians, so titled because we're not fucking historians.
Yeah, people just doing their best with history, which is either a great way to do it or a terrible way to do it. I'm Shane Todd.
I'm Hazel Hayes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep looking to camera like anyone can fucking see.
It looked like you needed to see yourself to confirm that. We're Not Fucking Historians is a history podcast for people that don't take things too seriously.
Yeah. That don't fact check.
You know, for example, I just said fake.
You did say
and
fake.
We're okay with that. That's what this podcast is.
You. You know, we're free range experts.
Yeah, and look, we're going to take things slow here, but we're going to talk about a different subject through Irish history every week, every episode. I was the episode last time.
You were the episode.
Which is such an arrogant thing to say. That's how I describe myself in podcasting, as the episode.
Yeah, I am the episode. You have to really embody the episode, think, which is a separate topic we'll get on to another time.
I'm like Daniel Day-Lewis of podcasts.
Yeah, very method.
I am the episode. I was the expert last time. You're the expert this time.
We use the term expert very, very loosely. Yeah.
the most recent person out of the two.
The merest whiff of a grip on the word expert. We had a wee chat about Brian Boru.
Yeah. The last High King of Ireland.
And we had a bit of crossover there with the Vikings. So I thought, sure, let's just plow ahead and we'll do the Vikings. So
love that.
Here we are.
Now, can I just say going into this, I don't know a lot about the Vikings other than I've seen the TV show Vikings. And you'd think as a result, I would know a lot about the Vikings.
Right.
But I just know that that guy started looking tired as the series went on. Have you seen it? Ragnar Lothbrok, I think that's what he's called.
I feel like you may actually have a better handle on the Vikings than I do, having seen this fictitious show, because I do not know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if he was a real guy, but if the whole show, The Vikings, is real, then I know so much about the Vikings. And if it's not, I know fuck all about the Vikings.
Okay, well, we're about to find out, I think.
And there's an Irish link, because Gay Byrne was in the series Vikings.
Huge.
So there you go, we're everywhere.
We are actually everywhere.
Yeah, although he was playing a character in the Vikings, which may or may not be fiction. I feel like it wasn't.
Gay Byrne? You mean Gabriel Byrne, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean Gay Byrne.
I mean, I had veteran several TV problems host. With that. Least of which was that he's dead now. He has been for a few years. I thought maybe they made that show a while back.
God rest him.
But Lord rest him.
Gabriel Byrne.
I think we should do an episode on Gabo.
That's what this podcast is. Was it Gabriel Byrne or was it Gay Byrne? Doesn't matter.
Yes. They had for the memory crack. Of the man. They had the crack and we're having the crack. I took the Vikings. You sent out a list of topics. Who wants to do what? I'm like, mate, Vikings. What I didn't realise was this actually spanned about 3 centuries of fucking history and beyond. And there was quite a lot to cover. The other thing I didn't quite grasp was I think I thought this was going to be like a very sexy topic.
Yeah.
Because as mentioned before, I see all Vikings in my head as Chris Hemsworth.
Right.
Which probably they weren't. And, you know, I thought it was going to be quite hot.
Are you about to say the Vikings weren't sex? It's not a sexy subject?
It's not. That sexiest subject, least of all because every time I tried to search for something to do with it, what I actually ended up having was a history nerd telling me that, you know, they weren't all Vikings and it wasn't just one invasion. It actually took place over like quite a few centuries. And actually the preferred term is Hiberno-Scandinavians, which is just much less crack altogether.
Yeah, so are we now in dangerous waters of how to address the Vikings because
don't
we don't want to
do
offend
I need
Vikings?
To be woke about this? Like, I don't.
You need to be woke in general on the podcast because I still live in Ireland. You've moved to London some years ago, so you're going to know a lot more appropriate phrases than I will.
Sure.
So that's maybe a thing
I'm
on the podcast.
Cultured, is that what we're saying?
Yes.
More internet savvy.
Yes.
Okay, right. Well, I will be, but I can't imagine there's any Vikings going to come after us now.
No. Although it's going to be so bad if they do.
If they do.
I'm back in the Vikings.
Me against the Vikings. Yeah, I'd probably back the fucking
although
Vikings.
In central London, we should be okay. Yeah. Unless they come up to Thames. Shit.
This is it. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Which we're going to get onto. Okay, so come here. Just to give a bit of context, right, as to where we are in history. When the Vikings sort of start arriving, okay. St. Paddy's come and gone. He's got rid of the snakes.
Yeah.
He's converted us to Christianity. Hugely changed the holiday of Samhain to Halloween. Big rebrand.
Yep.
Big marketing push around that. So that's good. He's come and gone. And Ireland's pretty much, it's been ruled by the Breton laws. Not so much laws as they were guidelines from what I can tell, actually. But anyway, there's like a rough semblance of society, okay? We're doing all right. There's no united Ireland as such. We're not sure there ever really has been. But we're pretty much Christian. We're pretty much all Gaelic. There's a
beige.
Lot of... Beige, right?
Yeah.
But we're all right. We're doing our thing. There's a lot of monasteries from what I can gather.
Monasteries crop up in every part of Irish history.
Can't swing a fucking cat from monasteries.
Just a lot of old guys singing.
So you always think they're singing.
That's all they do.
I think that they're transcribing shit into big fancy books.
Yeah.
That's how I see them.
And then they take a break every 6 minutes and go.
Yeah.
That's decent.
That was really good.
I know.
So that's what's happened. That's kind of where we're at. They're sort of acting not only as the church and the state, but also like, you know, they're involved in the economy and politics. And we may see repercussions of that down the line. Who's to say? But that's where we're at. Probably fine. Anyway, what I'm saying is things are pretty chill. Enter the Vikings.
Yeah.
Okay. First attack is in 795. Rathlin Island near Antrim. Near your neck of the woods. They attack the church, steal what they can, kill the monks and piss off, right? And this is their modus operandi. This does seem to be classic Viking procedure.
Yeah. Those guys.
They identify a church, they get in, they get the good stuff, they piss off.
Yeah.
Everyone's dead.
And no one has the foresight that when they see the Vikings come and go, hide that cross.
This is the thing is, I'm sure they did have foresight. What they didn't have was any means of defending themselves. You see 600 blokes turning up on shore. Like, what are you going to do, realistically? Anyway, they're all dead. So what happens is then throughout the sort of 8th and 9th centuries, the attacks weren't exactly regular. Right? This is why it's not as sexy as you think.
Yeah, scattergun isn't sexy.
You've got sort of 2 centuries where they just come and go. At random, right? So not regular attacks, but certainly bad enough that everyone was scared shitless all the time.
Yeah, they're still killing people when they
come
over.
Oh, yeah, bad. Right. Like, it's a massacre when they do turn up. So everyone's pretty terrified they'll turn up. But it could go 20, 30 years without any sight of them.
By the way, don't we all have a friend like this? They
the
don't
Vikings.
Show up that often, like on a night
do.
Out, but when they do,
yeah.
You know, it's carnage.
So that's the Vikings. Eventually, and it takes a while, but eventually the Irish start responding.
Do that earlier.
Do more sooner. So they start fighting back. There's a fair few victories, right? They're doing okay. Here's the bit I actually love is they're doing all right until the Vikings change tack. And what they start doing is instead of attacking and pissing off, they start just staying.
Oh, worst case scenario.
So this is that friend now. Who's followed you home? Oh, my tube, I missed it. Oh, can I crash on your sofa? Right, so the Vikings are now crashing on Ireland's proverbial fucking sofa. And yeah, just causing a fuss. Just And how do you get rid of them then? Because it's not even a battle. It's not a fight.
You got to go to the Viking. I'd love to let you stay, but my wife's working in the morning. You know, you got to figure something out.
I've got to be up early. I've got a Zoom call. Yeah. No, anyway. So look, it's awkward at this point.
Yeah.
They will not go. They start building settlements.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Called, you might be familiar with these. They're called long forts.
Yeah.
Now, I had to look that up. That's a PH. It's like a port, but with an H.
So they're doing it like cool spellings, like when people would say you're fat back in the day, but it was PH.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Cool with a K.
Yeah.
So they've got some long forts, as we call them.
Some. Do you think they put a Z at the end of Vikings for a while?
Very well might have.
Yeah.
Little axes as eyes. Oh, man. So they start building these long forts. These are like, if you have, you can imagine sort of, you've got a river. And what they do is they build, very clever, they build this sort of fort like a semicircle with the river's edge being your fourth wall.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
So they pull up in their boats.
Pull up.
They pull up.
I just have an idea if they reverse it in by, like, you know, looking behind them in the rearview mirror.
Yeah. What are you doing about more?
I don't know what you're doing.
They pull up in their boats and they've got their little fort.
You dock. They dock.
Fucking genius.
They dock. Yeah.
Like a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Or an actual ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got these. It's a bit like, do you know those Spanish hotel resorts on the beach?
Yeah. With their own bit of the beach.
It's that.
Yeah.
But with shit rivers in Ireland.
Yeah, you sit down in the sun lounger thinking it's a public thing and a guy. No. You know, a guy comes down.
Yeah. No,
I'll stay. Oh, how much is it?
Ten.
What? Ten euro? No. Okay, we're good. We'll put our tiles down.
I'll just lie on the sand. So anyway, so they do this. They build one in Dublin. A long fort. Then they start coming inland, right? But this is what I said earlier. This is how they get you. They start going up the rivers.
Yeah.
So they settle in Dublin. They settle in there. They start going up the Shannon. They start going up the Liffey. And then they're just fucking attacking everyone all along the rivers.
Yeah.
Building all these settlements, right? Apparently the dude who conquered Dublin and built the strong fort there, Thorgest.
Sexy.
Right?
100% sexy.
100% sexy.
Yeah. He's got the top nod, good calves.
Lovely calves.
Yeah.
So he brings 120 ships, half them go up the Liffey, half them go up the Boyne. Cheeky. Takes the city by force. He builds his long fort.
Yep.
Where Dublin Castle is now.
Okay.
He didn't build Dublin Castle.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No. I got that.
Just
happened
to be on the same hill.
Okay. Yeah.
I've just noticed. In case for past Hazel has written here for future Hazel, make sure you mention he didn't build the castle.
Yeah. Nobody thought he built the castle.
I did when I read the thing on Wikipedia. I was like, oh, he's probably.
That's like you saying they built a long fort where there's an Aldi now. But just to let you know that when they were there, they did not construct the Aldi.
It is a lot like that. But Dublin Castle's really old.
Yeah, most castles are. They're not knocking up
most
new castles.
Yeah. Look, whatever. You're going to like this bit.
Good.
He captured a monastery.
Same old shit with these guys.
They just loved a monastery. Yeah. But they...
How bad would your nerves be if you were in a monastery?
Awful, shot to shit. How did they sleep at night? With each other, probably. But sure, we'll get back to that another time. Anyway. He takes the monastery at Clonmacnoise, which is a good word.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love it. He gets another fucking long fort in on Loch Ree. He gets another on Loch Na. He's building forts everywhere. Yeah. So where we had monasteries, we've now got these forts. Good lads. He takes over pretty much the entire Midland of Leinster, right? He's doing well. Now, at this time, things are a bit of a mess, right? And when I say things are a mess, what I'm saying is I don't really understand what was happening.
Yeah.
And I really genuinely tried to understand. What I can gather is you've got a sort of a high king in the north and another one in the south. It's possible I got confused with the Game of Thrones website.
One of them was Sean Bean.
Was Sean. The other one was a Lannister. And then you've just got all these kings in the middle, which is quite confusing because there's about 150 kingdoms from what I can...
No wonder Ireland was always at war with itself.
Absolute mess.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing, right? That's why we were so difficult to totally conquer.
Yeah.
Because if you just roll up, behead the king, take his castle, his army, right? You're in. You're sorted. It's a coup. It's a coup de grace.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is a coup de grace. I think maybe you need to be living there first. But anyway, how the hell are you going to take over an island when there's 150 separate kings?
As a country, we're a cockroach. Chop one head off, another one grows back. There's a cockroach head.
I don't think that that's true.
I think they can survive for like a week without their head. I think I'm getting confused in my cockroach fact. But like you say, how much, like, what a false dawn for the Vikings every time they did it. We've killed a king.
This is it.
Okay, well, there's 7,000 more of them.
Yeah. You're never going to win this. Yeah. So what you now have is an entire nation of people fighting each other and also trying to fight the Vikings.
Hmm.
And I think that's a good time to take a break. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
...2021 was a year like no other in European football.
And 2022 promises to be even more eventful.
On the Continent is your weekly guide to all the biggest stories across Europe.
But what was highlighted again in this game against Malmo was just how desperately that team needs something different up front. Alvaro Morata is not right now the number 9 they need, and I don't think Moise Kean is either.
We're joined by the best European football experts to get to the bottom of the stories at the top of your newsfeed.
I think Real Madrid is a very logical place for him to go, and if you want that to be an option, it's not a bad idea to make Real Madrid think that you might go to Barcelona. From Haaland's side of it, it's very beneficial that Barcelona are at least pretending they can afford him.
Come join us every Thursday on Football Ramble Presents.
Football Ramble Presents is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Now, what I like about Thorgest, besides his amazing name, his calves, are the rumours around him.
Oh, good.
Now, what I like to begin with is that there were rumours.
Yes. How long would it take to start a rumour? Right. And by the way, how difficult would it be to shut it down? Like if somebody said, if I was beaten about back then and somebody was like, that guy fucks goats.
Yeah. You went straight to goats.
Where's that come from? Yeah. It's a good looking animal. But I would have to go door to door.
Yeah.
To go here.
You don't know how far that's reached. You can't get that back.
I'd defend. Then people would go, he definitely fucks goats. If I show up at your house, I'm Shane. A lot of people said I fuck goats. Just let you know that's totally untrue. As I walk away, you're going to turn around to whoever you live with and go, that guy fucks goats.
Definitely fucks goats.
But I love the idea of rumors back
then. That's the thing. And also just like that there's goss.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Like, they haven't got better things to be dealing with. You are all dying all the time. But they stopped to have a wee natter at the hedge. Like,
yeah.
No, I think it's great. So there's some rumors. Also, the thing about rumors is, right.
Great on.
What it makes me realize when I read that there are rumors about a historical figure is that all of history is basically just rumors about historical figures, isn't it? Like, it's just all
apart
of history,
from this podcast, which has the facts,
which is absolutely is but accurate. Yeah. But all of history is just like man recording his version of shit.
Yes,
and people have a tendency to tell fibs.
Yeah, it's like going Banged Up Abroad. Have you seen that show?
I'm familiar with the show.
Where people are telling their own story. So they definitely like yeah. lie. You know, I saw an episode where there was a guy who went to jail in Pakistan and he basically said, like, you know, I went in there, they were beating me up, the guards were beating me up. I think he was an American guy. Right. And he goes, by the end, I was their hero. I was their king. And it's him, like, you know, he's clearly told them about a time where he fought off 12 guards.
Yeah.
And it's him. He acted in his own reenactment because he was an actor. Yeah. This is the best episode of Banged Up Abroad.
So what I'm saying is,
if I was telling my own story,
exactly.
yeah, I'm going to lie in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it made me, basically what happened was midway through the day yesterday while researching, I realized, oh my God, this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
And it made me feel better about the podcast, honestly.
That's not good.
It's just another version of the bullshit. Okay, so the rumor is that Thorgest was married to a witch who performed all sorts of rituals and sacrifices.
Okay.
So there's other sources that say that this is just propaganda
mm-hmm.
because they were trying to get to Thorgest through his wife.
Yeah.
So they start spreading all these rumors about his wife mm-hmm. being a fucking witch.
Yeah.
What are you bringing her into it for?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, let's be honest. She probably wasn't one.
Well.
And if she was, that's her own fucking business. Leave her to it.
But the good thing is that back then, if they thought she was, they would have done that pretty fair test where they would tie you to a chair and push you in the water.
Water, yeah.
And then if you weren't a witch,
yeah.
you would come back up.
About as accurate as this podcast.
Yeah.
That test.
Yeah. We're just bobbing face down in the water. The waters of history.
Oh my God. Okay. So anyway, that was Thorgest the Viking. After him, 853, new dude turns up. He's the son of the King of Lochlann.
Okay.
Which, according to history, is either a district in Norway or a Scandinavian colony in Scotland.
Right.
Those are two very different
very
things.
Very different. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so this guy's name is Olaf.
Ah.
And every single thing I read about him, Shane, you know,
yeah.
I was imagining Olaf.
Frozen.
The snowman from
yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah.
So that
in my head, that's how he looks
straight
now.
Straight in.
Yeah. That's
but he has the little horn helmet.
Right.
He has the helmet.
Genuinely, that's probably where that comes from.
Well, there was a lot of Olafs, as we're learning. They oh, okay. just kept naming people the same fucking name.
Ah, okay, yeah, yeah.
I came across so many Olafs in this that I could not tell which was which.
Yeah.
They're all just one now.
Okay, getcha.
They're all just this one guy.
2 foot snowman.
Who's a 2 foot snowman okay. with a little Viking hat. Anyway, Olaf, he assumes leadership of the Vikings in Ireland.
Rude.
Which was shared with this other guy called Ivar, right? So you got Olaf and Ivar, who, frankly, I think deserve their own fucking buddy cop show. Like a spin-off, like a Viking spin-off show.
Yeah.
They basically run things for the next sort of 20 years or so. It gets complicated from here, right? It gets complicated because you've got these 150 kingdoms. You got people making pacts with each other, fighting each other, fighting the Vikings, making pacts with the Vikings. It's a fucking nightmare. And what I found out was... We started getting attacked by the Norwegian Vikings.
Okay.
Who then start to get referred to as the Scandinavian Vikings. Then they're all sort of referred to as the Norse, who I think...
Norsemen. Yeah.
Great. But what happens is, as you start going through it, they just start to be called... They're just Irish Vikings now.
But they weren't Irish, if you know what I mean, but they were Vikings
they were,
in Ireland.
Yeah.
Right, so up because until you told
this
me
is,
that...
Again, there's centuries now.
Yeah.
They've settled... They've married. They've had kids.
Ah,
the kids are learning Gaelic. They're, do you know, they're Irish now. They
I
live
would not
here.
Have. Genuinely, until you said that, I thought all Vikings were just from the one place and I thought they all knew each other. And that is kind of
well,
racist.
People think that about us. And
yeah.
it's true.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I get so angry when people are like, do you know Mary from such and such? I'm like, no, I don't know Mary. Actually, no, wait. I do.
Yeah, you get angry and then you realize it's not the 6 degrees of separation. It's two.
It's a give or take. Yeah. 1 or 2 degrees. Yeah. Okay. This is where we get to my favorite my favorite Viking, who you brought up in a previous episode, and I was devastated that you got to say his name before me.
Yeah.
But here we go. Also, I'm basing my favorite characters purely on name.
Yeah, you should, which you always should.
I've got nothing else to go on. Yeah. There's no photos of them.
Yeah.
I couldn't check their Twitter accounts, right?
No.
This is it, their names. This guy's name is Sigtrygg Silkbeard Olafsson II.
I mean, he may do some terrible stuff, but I will always forgive him.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silkbeard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be a character. Like, he can't be like a dull, boring guy.
No,
like,
no, he's a good lad.
He's showing up and he's mm-hmm. pillaging and mm-hmm. he's doing whatever else, but then part of you is like, oh, Silkbeard, get out of here. You know, like, and yeah. you don't mean
oh,
it because you want him to stick
what
around.
A character.
You're like, Silkbeard, get out of here, but nah, stay for a pint.
Funny you should say that. He did stick around.
Oh.
He was the Hiberno-Norse king of Ireland. Dublin. Just Dublin.
Okay.
For about 40 or 50 years, which is long.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So he stuck around. Now look, yes, he murdered a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right?
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. And who the fuck wasn't murdering people back then? Especially yeah. as the Hiberno-Norse king of wherever.
Yeah.
But what he did do was really prop up Dublin for a bit there.
Oh, nice.
Trade was doing very well. The city was in good shape.
The toll. Did they have that then?
The toll booth on the M50?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's building apple greens.
Maybe he did put the toll
Lewis,
booth on the
He's getting the Lewis
Yeah,
going.
He was getting that ready.
Yeah.
He's getting the tracks in.
Yeah.
He's a good lad.
Yeah.
Right? Single-use shopping bags. All of it. Right? This is him. This is Silkbeard. Apparently, this is according to the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography, he was, and I quote, a patron of the arts, a benefactor of the church, and an economic innovator. Now that sounds like a mob boss.
That sounds like a soup dragon as well. That's a guy who likes his pints. Like patron of the arts,
that
always out at events.
Very vague.
Pissed, free bars left, right and centre.
Very vague. Anyway, that was Sigtrygg. Now, what I feel like is going to save me here is yesterday I texted you and I said, Shane, I'm not researching any more fucking Vikings. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And you said, remind me to tell you my horrible Viking story.
Let me just prefix this by saying your research about the Vikings. Like, yes, they were bold. Yes, they were naughty, naughty. But, you know, we talk about Silkbeard.
Yeah.
There's characters. You know, we're talking about, you know, the good things he did when he was in Dublin. But I just remember reading a story about the origin of the phrase cut your nose to spite your face.
Right.
And do you know where that comes from? It's related to the Vikings. So there was a...
I'm genuinely horrified as to what you're going to say next.
There was a female saint called Ebb the Younger.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you can just say saint, you don't even say female saint.
Okay. Well, you know, she was the saint of, I don't know, Shopland or whatever it was. And... She was the saint of Contern, and she basically she lived in a priory in southeast Scotland.
Right.
And the Vikings were it's Benedictine Abbey in Coldingham, and Viking invaders were coming in the 9th century. Her and the rest of the nuns could see that the Vikings were coming. Now, you know when the Vikings are coming, it's not going to be good. Like, as we've established, they never came and just basically asked how the form was.
Yeah, no.
It was going to be bad.
Oh, shit.
And especially for a community of women. Female nuns. Oh, so, Ebb, and this is where the phrase, cut your nose to spite your face, comes from.
No.
She, Ebb the Younger said, because sometimes we've got to explore the tough side of history too. She saw the Vikings coming and they were all like, oh no, what are we going to do? So Ebb the Younger got a razor blade and was like, girls, let's just make ourselves less desirable, basically.
I'm imagining it like the beginning of that Shania Twain song, Let's Go Girls. Bow, 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 now.
Well,
razor.
She mutilated her own
oh,
face. But before
God.
She did that, she said, Let's Go Girls.
Yeah.
And they all went,
yeah.
Basically, she cut off like her ears, her nose, her lips, and she handed the razor blade round and basically said to the other nuns, if we do this, they're not going to find us desirable and they'll just leave. So what happened was they like all started to mutilate themselves, and then the Vikings came ashore, and They just killed them. But they didn't do anything. They just murdered them straight away. So that's where the phrase comes from. Don't cut your nose off to spite your face.
I will never say that again without thinking of A, Shania Twain.
And
B, they got, that poor woman mutilated.
They got burnt, right? And how annoyed would you be with Ed the Younger?
Yeah.
Who was like, oh, whack your nose off and you'll be sweet.
I'm not entirely sure why she thought that would make them not... Okay. Okay, well, cool. Thanks.
Always go out
yeah.
on an uplifting story. Who knows what we'll cover next week, but I feel like I know a lot more about the Vikings and we'll pick another subject next time.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime, give us a little rating, give us a little review. A good one if poss. I mean, yeah. I don't want to sway you,
but... Be nice.
Try to be nice.
Yeah, don't cut your nose to spite your face.
Hey. Bop, bop, but let's go, girls.
I'm going out tonight. No, you're not.
No, you're not,
Eb the Younger. You're not.
And you never will again.
You're going out on a bonfire anyway.
Find us on social media.
Yeah.
I'm at the Hazel Hayes. He's...
Either Shane Todd or Shane Todd Comedy. It's different handles for different things.
You need to make that more streamlined in the future. Also, yeah. There's a hashtag. It's WNFH. We're not fucking historians, but we can't actually say that on Twitter or they'll block us. So WNFH, let us know what you think. Email us. hello@nothistorians.com. And remember, until next time...
We are not fucking historians.
Let's go, girls.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.